drinking for, you know, of maple syrup, for example. Of course, it's taken from a different plant, for one thing. I just always call molasses molasses.
Mm-hmm. What's that made from?
Well, I know that it can be taken from the sugar cane. Or I don't know if it can be taken from the sugar beet, too.
Uh-huh. But molasses?
But I think molasses is made, you know, it can be taken from the raw material from the sugar cane.
Do you ever hear those called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Never sure? In my life.
And say if you wanted to buy some molasses, what would it come in?
Well, I think it would either come in a bottle or in a can.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the term stand of molasses or stand of lard?
No.
And something that flour used to come in, a big wooden thing.
A flour did?
Or pickles used to
come. Barrel? Hmm? A barrel?
And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place. Or you know.
You mean the wire?
Uh-huh. You call those the.
No, I can't remember.
You know, on those, the Southern Belles, you know, they had the big dresses.
Oh, the hoop.
Huh?
The hoop.
Okay.
Is that what you call that wire? I'll try to remember that.
And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Be a keg.
And if you had a water barrel or a beer keg or something like that, the thing you'd turn to get the liquid out.
I guess a spout or spigot, is that,
okay.
Is that the right word?
And what you'd have at the sink to turn to get the water out?
The faucet.
And what you'd have in your yard?
I guess you'd call it faucet too.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with
the rein.
Or you'd have
a whip, I guess.
Okay. And nowadays, if you're lame,
I don't get on horses too often, to tell you the truth.
You never liked horses?
Oh, I did, and that's the trouble. If I had, I wanted one, and my parents, I wanted it though when I was going off of school, and they didn't want to keep one up most of the year. And then I got out of the habit, and now I'm a chicken. I don't want to get on one. I used to love them though.
If your lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
A light bulb.
And to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a clothes
basket.
And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
sack
made out of
paper.
And what did flour used to come in? Say about 25 pounds.
In a sack.
Okay, made out of?
Well, it's made out of burlap.
Uh-huh.
Or, I don't know, maybe flour didn't come in a burlap sack, but they used to come in, I know people make dresses out of them, clothes, you know what I mean? I don't know if it was burlap or something else, maybe it was cotton. What was it?
I think flour would come in the cotton one. About the burlap sack, is there any other name for that?
And I can't think of one.
Do you ever hear toe sack or gunny sack?
Well, yeah. Hmm? Yeah, toe sack would be the same thing.
Anything else?
Well, I have heard of gunny sack. I just didn't think of them yet.
Which ones of those terms would you use?
Well, really, toe sack, I guess, is the most familiar word to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't use it too often, though. But you know, I think...